dedicated to all the patients, doctors, and other healthcare professionals who so generously shared their stories and experiences to bring this book to life. Waiving privacy concerns, they agreed to have their real names appear in print. In the hope of contributing to change in our healthcare system, they spent hours digging up copies of their bills, insurance statements, correspondence, and other documents to provide verification. I'm deeply grateful for their help, commitment, and courage. They, and all Americans, deserve better, more affordable healthcare. Introduction. Complaint. Unaffordable healthcare. In the past quarter century, the American medical system has stopped focusing on health or even science. Instead, it attends more or less single-mindedly to its own profits. Everyone knows the healthcare system is in disarray. We've grown numb to huge bills. We regard high prices as an inescapable American burden. We accept the drug makers' argument that they have to charge twice as much for prescriptions as in any other country because lawmakers in nations like Germany and France don't pay them enough to recoup their research costs. But would anyone accept that argument if we replaced the word prescriptions with cars or films? The current market for healthcare just doesn't deliver. It is deeply, perhaps fatally, flawed. Even market economists themselves don't believe in it anymore. It's now so dysfunctional that I sometimes think the only solution is to blow the whole thing up. It's not like any market on earth, says Glenn Melnick, a professor of health economics and finance at the University of Southern California. Nearly every expert I've spoken with, Republican or Democrat, old or young, adherent of Milton Friedman or Karl Marx, has a theoretical explanation as to why the United States spends nearly 20% of its gross domestic product on healthcare, more than twice the average of developed countries. But each one also has a story of personal exasperation about the last time a family member or a loved one was hospitalized or rushed to an emergency room or received an incomprehensible, outrageous bill. Stephen Parenti, PhD, a health economist at the University of Minnesota and an advisor to John McCain in the 2008 presidential election, believes that studies overstate the excessive healthcare spending in the United States. But when he talks about the hospitalization of his elderly mother, his dispassionate academic tone shifts to one I've heard thousands of times, brimming with frustration. There were a dozen doctors all sending separate bills, and I couldn't decipher any of them. They were all large numbers, and the insurance paid a tiny fraction. Imagine if a home contractor worked this way. He estimates $125,000 for your kitchen and then takes $10,000 when it's done. Would anyone ever renovate? Imagine if you paid for an airplane ticket and then got separate and inscrutable bills from the airline, the pilot, the co-pilot, and the flight attendants. That's how the healthcare market works. In no other industry do prices for a product vary by a factor of 10, depending on where it is purchased, as is the case for bills I've seen for echocardiograms, MRI scans, and blood tests to gauge thyroid function or vitamin D levels. The price of a Prius at a dealership in Princeton, New Jersey, is not 5 times higher than what you would pay for a Prius in Hackensack. And a Prius in New Jersey is not twice as expensive as one in New Mexico. The price of that car at the very same dealer doesn't depend on your employer or if you're self-employed or unemployed. Why does it matter for healthcare? We live in an age of medical wonders. Transplants, gene therapy, life-saving drugs, and preventive strategies. But the healthcare system remains fantastically expensive, inefficient, bewildering, and inequitable. Faced with disease, we are all potential victims of medical extortion. The alarming statistics